as we wait for the sun to rise, I'd just like to reflect a little bit on the nature of the rising sun as a picture of what God has done for us. We think about sunrise. Sunrise gives light, it gives direction. We know it always comes up over there. It produces energy. It produces hope very often. It produces relief. And of course, it's essential for life to exist. In the same way, God gives the Father graciously. He provides those things for us through His Son and through His Holy Spirit. The Son gives light. The Son gives hope and restoration. The Holy Spirit provides power and direction and is essential for our lives in Christ. Let's pray in anticipation. Father, we overflow with thanks and praise, for this is the day You have made, the day that fills us with reverence and great joy, and it fills this world with light, purpose and direction. On this day, You sent Your angels to roll back the stone, and You raised the crucified Jesus from the dead. We needn't search for the living. We needn't search for Him among the dead, but amongst the living. He is alive forevermore, interceding for us with the Father. We praise You, Father, for although He was the stone rejected by the builders, You have made Him the cornerstone, the rock which is founded, on which is founded everlasting life, the life that is hidden for us in Christ. We eagerly anticipate, just as we wait for the sun to rise, that day when Jesus will return and we will live with Him in glory. We continue to thank and praise You, O God, here on earth while we have breath, and then for eternity with You. And when I was looking at this service the other day, I was just leafing through a book that's on my coffee table, and the book is called Waiting for the Light, and it's a book full of fantastic landscape, mostly photographs. And it's by a guy called David Noten, and he's quite a well-known landscape photographer, and he attached to each of these pictures is a detailed description of actually how he took each picture and how he waited patiently for the light to come, for him to take the picture just at the right moment. And he said something right in the beginning of the book that I hadn't seen before, that I read this week. And he said, being a photographer means living your whole life subconsciously considering the light. And God speaks to us in unexpected ways, doesn't He? And this certainly spoke to me. And that parallel doesn't need explaining, but God spoke to me as I read a book about photography. God speaks to us today as we wait for that gorgeous sunrise to appear. And as we wait, we're going to sing Happy Day.
The greatest day in history.
Death is beaten, You have rescued me. Sing that Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave, life eternal.
He's alive.
He wanted a particular view, and he got up at 5 a.m. and he trudged up a hillside, up a mountain, with his wife, actually carrying all the gear, I guess. And he trudged up the mountain, waiting for the sunrise. This was on the Isle of Skye, and he got to just before the sun was going to rise, because he wanted that early sunrise on the mountainside, and it came over really cloudy and got really despondent, and it was raining and very cold, and so he put all his gear away, and then the rain went past and he got his gear out again, and just hoping and waiting for the light to come. And there was just a period of about 20 seconds after the rain when the sun came through the clouds, and it gave this superb quality of light just after the rain, right on the mountainside. And that was when he took his picture, and this picture is there in this book to see. And I thought, as I read that, that very often the brightest light and the best light is just after the storm. And that's something as well that we find in life, that very often I think when we're going through trials in life, sometimes we don't see the brilliant light. We know that there's light there, but we don't see it. But when we look back, like when we look at this picture in the book, we can see the superb quality of that light that was coming through, and in this case was lighting up the mountainside. We can look back and we can see those times in our lives when God was really with us and illuminating us in those times. And King David actually speaks about that in Samuel. These are his last recorded words. He said about God, "He is like the light of morning at sunrise on a cloudless morning. like the brightness after rain that brings grass from the earth. Now, you've got your orders of service there. I wonder if someone could... Paul, would you like to read out the reading from Mark 16?
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you."
So from the darkness of death and the passing of life comes the glorious sunrise, which is just happening now. 13 minutes past 6. It's going to come up, which is about now. So let's sing "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross."
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gain I count but loss, and
consequences for the whole of humanity, against a background of extreme darkness and being replaced by a brilliant light against a background of separation, being overcome by reconciliation and forgiveness. Let's celebrate the ordinance that Jesus told us about. We celebrate communion as a thanksgiving, a memorial, and a declaration of his death and resurrection to successive generations. We know we will be worshipping God for eternity, but once we are in glory, there'll be no more need to celebrate, will there? As our whole purpose for being there will be to worship God in his presence forevermore. But as St. Paul said in Corinthians 11, "For I, Paul, receive from the Lord what I also pass on to you." The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's pray. God our Father, by raising Jesus Christ, your Son, you conquered the power of death and opened for us the way to eternal life. Let us celebrate today. Raise us up and renew our lives by the Spirit that is within us. Grant this to our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Jesus Christ is risen today.
Sun now, let's say together, Lord, you are the light of life to me.
When darkness lies on my path, you have not seen. Shine on me, O Lord, that now and all my days, your light may be on, guiding my ways.
In Numbers 6:22, we read this. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them,
the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Amen. Angela just reminded me this morning that we have to finish off with that ancient Easter greeting. We don't say, hello, how are you? We say, I say, he is risen. And you all shout, the Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Okay. I've got it written down. He is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.